With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Dr. Alex Tsitsianovich is a practicing pediatrician who treats children from birth to age 18 or 19. She sees patients every day and does volunteer work as a patient and doctor advocate. Tsitsianovich says she's concerned about diseases of the past coming back.
I think that, unfortunately, we've seen increasing numbers of vaccine-preventable diseases. Especially right now, measles has had a tremendous comeback. At one point, we felt that it was eradicated in the United States. And as of May 17th, we've had 880 cases of measles in the United States. And that is a very big worry for me and for other healthcare providers.
Measles can be harder to control than other diseases, Dr. Tsitsianovich says, because of its dangerous ability to spread.
So there are several things that make measles unique. First of all, the virus is one of the most contagious viruses that we understand. Up to 9 out of 10 people who have close contact with someone with measles actually develop measles. And it is transmitted through infectious droplets or by airborne spread when an infected person breathes or coughs or even sneezes. And then to make things worse, the virus can remain infectious in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person has left the area, which makes this particularly scary for us.
Symptoms of measles can include a rash and runny nose, but the doctor says sick kids can develop inflammation of the brain, too. It's called encephalitis, and it can cause permanent brain damage. Tomorrow, why doctors are seeing more cases of diseases like measles and what they're doing about it. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.